It's Thursday, everyone. I'm Andrew Dowd, and it's time for another Happening in the Hamptons podcast, breaking down the Hamptons market, new listings, and events on the East End. Today, it is myself, Dave Retiner, and Steve Glick. We do not have an agent joining us today, but that's okay, because we got everything you need to know about the Hamptons market,
Yep. Some
of the listings. We got 3 weeks left of summer, gentlemen. So what's happening?
There's more than 3 weeks. Don't tell me it's just 3 weeks.
Well, it's 3 weeks till. Listen, all right. I count summer as like the end of September.
Well, that's a big debate. When is the last day of summer? Is it Labor Day or is it go to
unofficially? When is the end of summer? When does like fall start? Isn't that like October something?
I think it's
equinox or whatever.
September 25th is the end of summer.
I will look this up.
Wow. If you have kids, most people say, all right, well, when the kids go back to school, that's the end of summer. It's back to the routine, back to getting up early, making lunches, and
back to school shopping, getting ready
for the school. But 3 weeks till Labor Day. Let's not say the end of summer, because Dave feels offended there. But 3 weeks till Labor Day. But in the Hamptons, a large part of the rental season ends Labor Day. Like when you get a rental, it is Memorial Day to Labor Day. So we do see, you know, there was the term for many years, Tumbleweed Tuesday, which was the Tuesday after Labor Day. But that doesn't seem to be the case in the past couple of years, because we're seeing a lot of people continuing on staying in the Hamptons and making this a year-round destination, or even staying through that fall season, because it is one of the best seasons out here in the Hamptons is the fall season.
According to the internet, September 22nd is the autumn equonox.
Okay.
So we can say the official end of summer is actually the end of September.
Yeah. So then there you go. So it's not 3 weeks. It's about, you know, we'll give it 5 weeks. So you get an extra 2 weeks squeezed in there.
You know, I just feel like this is going to be the real test of these people that want to live here year round. You know, the people that
the COVID escapees.
I think that this is going to be the test.
Because for the past couple years, they have a real option to live in the city. So for the past couple of years, they were like, there's no way I'm going back. Or they couldn't because of you know, everything going on. But now you're right. This is the real test.
Now it's like, everything's back to normal
in Manhattan and somewhat in the world. Now it's like, okay, are these people going back to Manhattan full time, or are they going to still come out here most of the week and go into the city part time? So we'll see.
Yeah.
The true test is upon us. But as far as real estate, you know, it's still busy. I mean, we talk to agents every week. They have plenty of buyers, and the inventory is increasing, surprisingly, a little bit every week. So we're seeing more listings come onto the market. And we typically, as we look at the trend line, more listings come onto the market in the fall season. That's when the most amount of listings come onto the market. Right after the summer, September, October, we see an influx of listings coming onto the market. And it's been that way for the past couple of weeks now. It's been creeping up. But buyers are out there, right? You guys talk to the agents. What are they saying?
Everybody's got a buyer, and everybody is making bids on things that they want. So, like, there's properties that come onto the market that aren't that attractive, and they're priced a little high, and those things sit. But if a property comes onto the market that's, you know, a hot item, it's gone very, very,
and
very
priced
quickly.
Well, I think that's always been the key factor in any market.
Yeah, it goes to the sealed bid and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that people want what they want now.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just taking anything now, you know, and I saw a couple of things, under $1 million that came on and came off, you know, cause they, you know, they
under a million. I mean, that's a hot market always.
Yeah, but I saw something in Southampton that came on for like, you know, it came on for like 800 or something. And then, you know, it was obviously sold very quickly, but you know, I think things are, you know, going to come, we're going to get more inventory, coming this fall and this winter.
A couple new listings that came on. I know, Andrew, we were talking about some new listings that came on the market that you had the opportunity to photograph and get some drone shots. The one is 14 Daniels Way. This is in Bridgehampton. You were there. Why is that so special?
This is a great, great house. It's, you know, kind of your quintessential Hamptons, very traditional design. And it backs up. Hang on, I'm going to pull this up.
That's a big reserve, right?
Yeah, that reserve, I can't. Oh, it almost it backs up to the golf course, and then there's like another big reserve off to the kind of the south. I think it's southeast of it. But this house, I mean, it just there's nobody behind you. There's like nobody next to you. You have a neighbor to the one side.
It's a really private location.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's got, and it has the volume. It has, you know, 8,600 square feet.
That's crazy.
2 acres, 7 bedrooms, 6 full bathrooms. It reads new. I mean, it was built in 2006, which is still pretty new. And it's your traditional Hampton style home. Cedar shake exterior. Has all the bells and whistles you're looking for, and a beautiful backyard with horses. You know, horse country Bridgehampton.
Backyard's awesome.
This is it. This is horse country Bridgehampton. The lower level includes, looks like a movie theater and a wine cellar, a really cool wine cellar that's looks something like out of a movie. They put a lot of attention to detail in all elements of this house, and this is something that is a unique property. It just came on the market, I would say about a week and a half ago. It's listed at $9.75 million. And it's listed with Laura White and Donna DiAmano.
Look at this thing.
Look at
the wine cellar. This is crazy, man.
This is the
craziest wine cellar I've ever seen.
It's a true wine cellar. You got to check it out.
This is wild. It's like Indiana Jones or something.
14 Daniels Way, $9.75 million. And also another great property that came on the market is in Sagaponack, another estate, traditional type of estate. This is 118 Northwest Path in Sagaponack. This is an 8,000 square foot house on 3.21 acres, built in 2007 with 6 bedrooms, 6 full baths. This is listed with Robert Thomas and Linda Cabot from our Southampton office. And this has... this one has tennis. This one has your house, pool, tennis.
$5 million, right?
This is a great place. We shot this maybe about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those things that kind of has, you have your tennis court, you have this amazing backyard pool, and I think there's like a hot tub. There's this amazing outdoor kitchen and seating area, dining area.
Immaculate. Exposed beams, so you have that, you know, old world charm to it, but it's completely new. Updated, has your finished lower level, again, with a movie theater, a beautiful gym, bedrooms, outdoor kitchen, beautiful covered porch in the backyard with a fireplace and big seating area. And the pool is really unique. It's a special pool with a hot tub connected to it, and it has a tennis court. So really, again, this one checks all the boxes, and it's new inventory that everyone's looking for. This is something you have to check out. It's 118 Northwest Path, and that's Sagaponack. You can't go wrong with Sagaponack.
I feel bad? This house in particular, you can see it's like technically north of the highway, and you know there's people out there that are searching like south of the highway only.
No.
And you have to be so careful when you're searching because you could miss something like this. This is
ridiculous house. Yeah, I wouldn't narrow your search to just south of the highway. You look a little bit north, just a tick north, and you'll see so much more value, bigger properties, and unique homes. So
I think that's true for pools too. Like I noticed that people are always searching properties and they're like, it's got to have a pool. It's like building a pool isn't that big of a deal. Like that can be done in, you know, a few months, you know,
check off
like
room for pool.
If it can be built, right? You know, always check off room for pool.
This is 3.2 acres. That's a lot of land. It's very private back there. I mean, there's like kind of a long driveway. You know, the tennis court sits off. You wouldn't even know it's there if you didn't, like, I mean, we put the drone up, right? But you could almost be there and not know that there was a tennis court. It's kind of like its own separate thing, which is nice. You know, it's not like right there when you know, in your backyard.
Yeah, this is definitely a home run. I like this one a lot. These are two great properties, both a little north of the highway, but still offer all the amenities you're looking for in your perfect Hamptons home.
Does it have good cell phone service over there, Deb?
I don't know that anywhere has good cell phone service.
You're pushing it. What is going on with the cell phone service out here, man? It's so bad. It's just like not a good thing.
It's
like, it's crazy.
It's part of the escape when you come to the Hamptons. Oh, yeah, just shut off the phone and just enjoy the scenery.
Sell it that way,
the beaches. Yeah, come on.
You can get on the Hamptons.com free Wi-Fi at the beach, I guess.
That does work really well. for what it's worth.
That's, dude, at that's Long great. Beach, I hang out at Long Beach down with my daughter, and having that Hamptons.com free Wi-Fi is so nice at Long Beach.
Having the public Wi-Fi is key. When you're at the beaches, it's at Main Beach, Ponquag Beach, Tiana Beach, Dave, you just alluded to Long Beach and others in the towns and the villages. Having public Wi-Fi, and it's fast. Internet speed is great. You get to enjoy your time, check your emails. You can even make phone calls over Wi-Fi. There's so many reasons why you want to be able to have access to that public Wi-Fi. And Hamptons.com provides that. So, Dave, thanks for bringing that up. So for those who's out there looking for a great place to go enjoy the beaches, make sure you go to Hamptons.com and check out where the public Wi-Fis are, because you're going to be able to enjoy those beaches even more, knowing that you have the safety and security of having your phone work and having access to the internet in case someone needs to get in touch with you.
Do you think that one day, you know, this whole policy of like not having cell phone towers out here, you know, nobody's willing to put a cell phone tower anywhere out here. And do you think that one day, like, they're going to be right? You know, like,
well, I think technology will
have the satellite cell phone.
Yeah, there's going to be satellite. I do believe these towers and stuff eventually will go away, and they'll be using satellites to communicate. But time will tell. We'll see. But at the moment, you're just not going to have cell phone service.
It's also, you know, here's the thing about the cell phone service that's a positive. If you're on the phone with someone you don't want to talk to,
it's
so convenient. You're like, what was that? I'm in the Hamptons.
Yeah, it's like when you go through the tunnel in the city. Like, I'm going through a tunnel now. It's like there's no tunnels out here. But you say, look, I'm on.
There's nothing I can do.
There's just literally no service. I have to go. So if anyone calls Dave and he's using that excuse, now you know.
Well, no. Well, it is actually a real excuse. But
it's a real excuse.
Sometimes it's convenient.
All right, so we highlighted a couple of our new listings. So what are the numbers, Steve? I mean, we've been talking about the inventory coming up in full.
Well, inventory numbers look good, but I'm going to start with the in-contracts. The in-contracts this week, there were 20 properties that went into contract from West Hampton to Montauk, which is kind of low. You know, when you're at 20, we're always looking to have that number above 20. So 20 should be your baseline for the lowest amount of listings going into contract. Last year, there were 42 listings that went into contract. So it's a decrease of 52%. You go back to 2020, there were 82 listings that went into contract in 1 week.
Crazy.
And that's a decrease from this year of 76%. The breakdown of those 20 transactions this week, there is one between 10 and 20 million, one between 6 and 8 million, five between 4 and 6 million, three between 2 and 4 million, and 10 under $2 million. The dollar volume this week, it was $6 to $8 million. And last year it was 119 million. So it's a decrease of about 43%. In 2020, the dollar volume in 1 week was 204 million. So it's a decrease of 67%. New listings coming onto the market, there were 45 new listings that came on, 20 went into contract. So that increases our overall inventory by 25 listings, which is great to see. The breakdown of those 45 new listings that came onto the market, there was three over 20 million, one between 10 and 20 million, one between 8 and 10 million, two between 6 and 8 million, two between 4 and 6 million, 20 between 2 and 4 million, and 16 under 2 million. So certainly a lot of inventory in all price categories. Next week, Saunders will be putting out the first half market report. So this is going to include the first 6 months of 2022. And we're going to review it, dissect it, analyze it, and come up with the breakdown of all the towns and how the Hamptons fared in the first 6 months of the year. Saunders waits 6 weeks to put out their market report. Others put theirs out very early, which is fine. Saunders likes to wait for the most amount of trades to be recorded for the most accurate report for the Hamptons market. So be on the lookout for that. It's hitting Saunders.com on Wednesday, and we'll be talking about it on Thursday.
There you go.
Well, so what does that all mean, Steve?
It means that, you know, there's the inventory is increasing. This is great. So that's the takeaway from this week. In contracts seem to be a little low at 20, but we all know buyers are still out there. So I personally talk to a lot of agents. Buyers are out there. So if you have a property and it hasn't sold, I wouldn't say, well, there's a lack of buyers. No, their buyers are out there. You should just really speak to your agent, look at the comps again, and make sure you have a property that is priced right and is also being marketed correctly. And we are looking forward to seeing how, you know, the summer comes to an end, seeing how these in contracts numbers creep up. A lot of people rent for the summer, and then after the summer, they go in and purchase a home after they fell in love with the Hamptons all summer, and they're out of their rentals. Now they want a home for next summer.
So, no, it's just interesting. I'm looking at the... I really think that, you know, there's a correlation between the comfort of a buyer and their stock portfolio. And just, you know, it was like mid-June was the lowest... that the stock market was, it was like dip below 30,000. And I feel like people were really freaking out at that time. But it's been rallying back pretty dramatically. It's at the Dow's at 33,573 today. And the high in the last 6 months was 35,000. So this idea that people weren't going to be able to buy out here because, you know, they, you know, everything was collapsing or whatever, It doesn't seem like it's happening. We're all waiting for this recession to happen. You know, according to, you watch all the headlines and it's just like recession and this and that, but it's like, where else are you going to go? It's like the US is the only place in the world that works right now. So I don't know. I'm processing that as well in my analysis of the Hamptons market. It's like, where do you want to put your money? Do you want to put it in a bond or do you want to put it in a house? It's like the houses out here are basically these gorgeous savings accounts. They're houses, but they're also money, you know? You're just transferring money into something. And I think about that a lot when it comes to the real estate market out here.
Real estate, man. I'd rather put it in real estate.
Yeah, it's kind of true. Like, it's a hard asset. And, you know, it's a very cool thing to have. And, you know, I don't know. Something to think about.
What do you got going on this weekend?
Yes. So this weekend, so what's happening in the Hamptons this weekend is we have Authors Night, which Saunders & Associates sponsors. It's the 18th annual Authors Night in East Hampton. That's Saturday night from 5 to 7:30. And you're going to have authors like Lenny Ackerman, sometimes Jerry Seinfeld is roaming around there with his wife, who's an author. Katie Couric's going to be there. Tina Brown's going to be there. The very late and great Carl Bernstein's going to be there. So it's one of those classic under a beautiful tent, Hamptons parties that is kind of a must go. It's just really nice to go.
Where is it at?
It's right across the street from the East Hampton Library on like the big, on that big field there.
Okay.
It's called the Herrick Park Field. And basically it's just tons of tables and then all the authors just sit at the tables, but then they have hors d'oeuvres running around and you can get dinner. You can get for $400. You can have dinner there. Wow. And everyone's all dressed up and it's like, you know, you can have
how many authors you said?
There's going to be 100 authors.
100 authors?
All genres. Yeah. So.
Wow.
I've gone a couple times. You've been there a couple times, right?
No, sir.
No, you've never been there? I've been there a couple times. It's like an old school, awesome Hamptons event. Like that's.
It's a classic. Yeah.
It's like the Hamptons classic. It's a must. It's really great.
Oh, sweet. Great.
So speaking of things like that, this is like the new school Hamptons event because this art market thing hasn't been around that long. But Art Market Hamptons is running August 11th to August 14th. There's going to be 85 galleries there. And these aren't just like, these are like art galleries that are the best art galleries in the world. You know, these aren't just art galleries that are just like random one-off art galleries. That's going to be at the Nova's Ark project, not the Noah's Ark. Not to be confused with the Noah's Ark.
Got it.
It's the
Noah's
it's
Ark.
The Nova's Ark project.
Nova's, N-O-V, yes. Spell it, N-O-V-A, right?
N-O-V-A.
Okay, Nova's Ark.
Nova's. It's that weird. It looks like a barrel.
It's like a circle. Someone lives in there, right?
Yeah, someone lives there. But then you go back, and there's this whole crazy field back there. Yeah,
right.
And you know they put
tins. This is a good one.
So, what's cool about this is it's like a gigantic structure. It's not just like a tent that's open. It's like a tent, but with walls
and a floor.
A floor, right. And air conditioning, and there's, you know, waiters, you know, that, you know, will take your drink order, and there's a bar.
Of course, it's the Hamptons.
Yeah. And then you roll around and you're like, oh yeah, I'll buy that thing for $100,000. And then you buy that, you know, banana that's, you know, stapled to the wall.
Right.
But I don't know.
Whatever happened with that?
I get it.
Sold for a couple million.
And then, you know.
Then someone ate the banana.
And then he ate the banana.
And realized he was rotten.
Yeah. Yeah, that is weird. But, you know, art is amazing. You know, like, you don't realize it. I realize it when we tour properties, Steve. When we walk through a property, and if they have amazing art on the wall, I feel like the house is more impressive.
It changes the whole dynamics.
Yeah,
it does.
It totally does. Like, I feel different when I see beautiful art on the wall. So, you know, I mean, I love art. What do you want me to say? I'm just rambling here. I'll keep going. Okay. Last one. Okay. The West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center Gala and Fundraiser.
Ooh.
Okay. So this is going to be something.
This
is Saturday night, August 13th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $300. There's going to be a live band. And what's super cool about this is that it's at an estate in Remsenburg that Amy Martin represents, right? It's
Seven Cross Road.
And this house is so cool. It's like right on the water. And it's like that, Italian style, or like, what do you call that? That style?
Mediterranean
style. Yeah. It's like a Mediterranean style house, and it's just so beautiful. So you're going to be like the Great Gatsby in there. They're going to be playing, Beatles cover bands, and, it's just going to be a Mediterranean villa. Yeah. Really, really good night. Yeah, but it's not a villa. This is a mansion.
A villa.
This is a mansion.
Palm Beach meets the Hamptons.
Yeah. So,
okay.
That's going to be fun. So, $300. You have a great night out with hors d'oeuvres and drinks and the whole thing. And you're raising money for a good cause. So,
that sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
And it's on the water.
You know, when I was selecting these three events, I was like, these three events are all right. But now that I've said them, I'm like, holy crap, these events are awesome. These are all really good events.
We've been to Authors Night a couple times. That's a good, that is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's your Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's a good tagline. All right. So I think we'll wrap the podcast on that note. And we will be back next week with, who's our guest next week?
Next week, we have a great guest coming on the show. Next week, we'll be talking with Mark Greenwald, dissecting the Hamptons real estate market for the first 6 months of the year of 2022.
There you go. So tune in for that next week.
Acknowledge that guy.
Enjoy your weekend this week. And I'm Andrew Dowd. That is what's happening in the Hamptons.